Welcome back to Sports Day for Red Energy, owned by Snowy Hydro, a renewable energy leader and across Tasmania for Wilson Homes, believing in great design, so you love being home. I'm not sure there was anybody in Australia outside of the most diehard Adelaide Crows fans that were probably not on the Brisbane Lions bandwagon in the AFLW Grand Final. Craig Starcevich is their coach. He's been there through thick and thin, and there's been a fair bit of thin by way of pain from grand finals before.
It's a pretty amazing story, isn't it?
Mentioned the thick. He got the thick, and he had to rebuild the club a couple of times, decimated by expansion when they all went down to the Gold Coast, decimated by big money from Melbourne coming and taking a couple of his stars.
Well, I mean, the quick version of it is they lost two grand finals, and then North Melbourne, Geelong really robbed them of a lot of their talent. I mean,
but not enough of their talent because
Jamie Stanton, Caitlin Ashmore, I think Britt Gibson was another one, and yet they're premiers. It's quite phenomenal.
We're only talking about the now, and Craig Starcevich, who I believe is walking along a beach, just reminiscing about every moment over the weekend.
Surely he's got a beer in his hand.
Joins us on the line. Craig, congratulations. Old Footy World was thrilled that you got your just desserts, and I hope you enjoyed supping from the chalice of great success.
Thanks, boys. Yeah, it was a fantastic night, Saturday night, that's for sure. Just to, there's nothing better than Saturday night after a grand final win, that's for sure.
Can I ask you how you did celebrate? A couple of the commentators said it's going to be a big night in Hindy Street. I would have thought you'd be on a plane straight back to Brisbane.
No, we hung around.
Okay.
Spent some time together at a little bar close to the place we were staying. It was fantastic. Clark Keating, my midfield coach, was best on ground. He got the gold medal that night. So, well done, Crackers.
I was actually reminiscing when I saw Clark Keating. We were talking about him because the myth when Clark Keating was playing for the Brisbane Lions is he just emerged from the Glasshouse Mountains, where he sort of he went for about 6 months every year. And around finals time, he'd be back, and he'd come back and lead them to premierships. And he's a good one to have around because where he goes, premierships follow.
It does, and the girls are now calling him Mr. April, not Mr. September.
Right.
Craig, I was texting Jared on the weekend during the game when Courtney Hodder kicked her second goal, that sort of half fly kick, Jared, that was more of a soccer star than anything. I mean, the first goal of the game was amazing. Then she kicks that. It just got me thinking, Craig, about how grand finals can throw in weird, magnificent moments. I mean, Courtney, just correct me if I'm wrong here, I reckon she touched the footy once in the prelim.
She had a quiet game in the prelim, but the good thing about Courtney is that it's not just measured on offensive stuff. So her defensive side of the game in that half of the ground is absolutely exceptional. And I'm saying all footballers at the moment, there wouldn't be a better small forward in the game who pressures and is offensively dangerous as well. So she was absolutely phenomenal. And we try not to barrack in the box, but the three of us up there, when she kicked that one, just let out this primal roar, you know, as if you're a supporter. So it was just phenomenal. We've seen her do some phenomenal things this year, but that one was out of the box.
So very few people get to experience what you experienced when there was 90 seconds of play remaining, you were about three goals up, and it looked as if it had dawned on you that no one can take it away from you now. You've achieved it. You've climbed the mountain with the girls, and you've done what you've set out to do, and you've reversed the pain of the last two grand finals.
Yeah, it was nice. And I did have the Lee Matthews equation running around in my head. So I've spent a lot of my adult life around Lee. So that was firmly in there until Crackers, who also has that running around in his head, said, go, mate, off you go. So 90 seconds to go, and I told him I loved him and then took off. So
oh, lovely. Yeah. A bit of man love in the premiership box. It probably is something you're going to remember for the rest of your day. Tell us about the game itself, how you thought it, you know, how'd you go into it? What planning did you have? Oh, clearly, Erin Phillips was pivotal, stopping her. But outside of that, what else were you trying to achieve that you sought out, that you actually did?
Yeah, well, the last time we played them in round four, Erin had a day out and had 20 touches and kicked four. So clearly she was front of mind in terms of curtailing. So Bree Conan was going to take her when she came forward. One of our mids would look after her in the middle for the time being. But she spends 90% of the game forward these days. But she's bloody dangerous. She does things that other players in the comp can't do. So it was fantastic that Bree was able to cut off the angles a little bit, intercept Mark herself and be one of our most influential players. And then in the middle of the ground, we had a handful there with either Marinoff or Hatchard as to who do we sort of mimic there, because they're both going to get their hands on it, but it's just a case of, you know, how often and how destructive they are. So Kathy Spark, one of our good gun midfielders, who plays run-width roles but gets a fair bit of the ball herself and can be quite damaging offensively, we just had to find the right match-up for her.
Hey, Craig, can I ask you what you were thinking when Chelsea Randall was ruled out? I mean, a lot of the conversation was around the emotion of it, Jared. You know, like, such an important player, but also, you know, missing out due to concussion was just so heartbreaking for her. But how was the opposition coach feeling?
Well, honestly, when you hear something about an opposition gun player who may not play, your first thought is, geez, that helps. But then as the week unfolded and, you know, we all sort of know Chelsea through her being such a prominent player.
Yep.
And she's such a bloody lovely human as well. So for her to dip out on their most important game is, you know, you can definitely empathise with the heartbreak that she had. And also Doc Clark losing one of his gun players. But Chelsea's reaction afterwards and the message that she was sending through to not only other AFL players but all the junior AFL players in terms of how important it is to respect this new protocol that we've got and the dangers of concussion, that message was profound and strong, and that'll last a lot longer than our grand final win, I can assure you.
And I guess, and I think everyone concurs and supports your thoughts, and I thought you enunciated it beautifully, but the big question ultimately for the structure of the competition is, do we put a bye in before the grand final? I don't know a grand final where there's not a heartbreaking story.
Exactly right.
I must admit, I'm not a huge fan of the bye, even between finals. I think that's worked out statistically to be a disadvantage for the clubs that have earned the honour of a break at the after the first round, and you know, I don't see any real case or strong enough case to put a bye, which gives a 2-week break between the prelims and the grand final.
It's similar to, I mean, it's any other injury that keeps a player out
That
game, isn't it?
Yep.
So you know, from that point of view, I know Fakes has got a view on what happened to the Lions boys last year in terms of the pre-finals bye, and then you have your great win in the qualifying final and then you end up having another week off. So you're not fresh anymore, you're rusty. So that bit's certainly worth a bit of a further chat as far as the men's comp goes.
And you're not strong on the expansion. I mean, you're probably strong on the expansion, but you're not strong on the immediate expansion. I thought you spoke with a lot of common sense and a lot of people listened. So, Craig, you're now a premiership coach. You get a microphone, everybody sits back and listens, but ultimately you must be a fantastic guy to lead people on the footy field because of your great success. Have you got ambitions in the men's game by any chance?
Not particularly, Jared, to be honest. I'm really, really enjoying what we're doing here. We started blank canvas.
Yep.
And there's still a whole lot more to do. I mean, all of us love AFL footy. Some of us have daughters as well. So
yep. I've got three of them.
The amount of interest. I know, going back to Crackers, he's got three daughters who are all playing footy at Main Footy Club in Brisbane. So, you know, and they're all at the impressionable age as well. So, you know, Nigel Lappin's got four daughters. So we've got a few lined up.
Okay.
Jason Ackermanis's 15-year-old is now in our Lions Academy.
Jeez.
So we've got you know, that part of footy, I reckon, is so exciting in terms of daughters of ex-players who could now start to you know, get games in these teams. Tani Brown is a star already for Collingwood.
Yeah.
So if you had asked me 30 years ago whether I'd be coaching the daughter of one of my teammates, I would have said you're crazy. So it's amazing how it's going. But I think that aspect of it, that's already special in men's footy, the father-son thing. But the father-daughter thing is the next little frontier, I reckon, when they all start to line up and become good players.
We're going to see another Acker. I bet she kicks on both feet. Craig, great to have you on. Congratulations from everyone here on Sports Day. So well deserved, and enjoy the celebrations. I'm sure they'll kick on for another couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be a good week. Thanks, guys.
Craig Starcevich there, the now premiership coach, the Brisbane Lions AFLW side. They did it the hard way, but boy, was it sweet, Jared. Boy, was it sweet.
Yeah, it was a good game, really. I think everybody was, it was a good news story, and everyone was excited to see them finally achieve the result. More Sports Day right after this.